Well, that's what the base mattress looks like.
Let's look first of all at the very end of the Parshas Bikurim. The very end, this is right before, is the Perek Chofa Pesach Yel. The Chofa Yel Aleph. The Chofish Chofa Yel Aleph is the end of the Parshas Bikurim. So Nachto B'chol Atov. Shenasan L'cho Hashem L'kechol V'yisecho Atov V'halei V'vager Shem B'kir B'echos. That's referring to the brachos that the Bikurim represent. It's the Pashtus. He said, mentioned this morning in Shir, the Arachayim, which is a fantastic word, that V'samachtu B'chol Atov refers to the previous Pasuk. Previous Pasuk is V'nachtoi L'fnei Hashem L'kecho V'shnach Avisu L'fnei Hashem L'kecho. That's the Kol HaTayv, to be carved to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Mishtach, that's the Kol HaTayv. I mentioned this morning that the Ar HaChaim, this is where the Ar HaChaim says the phrase that has become a song. Yeterek Hillelis Kol Tuv Shavaylam. Yiluhoy B'nei Adam. Yiluhoy B'nei Adam. Yodim. Yisikos HaTorah. Arvevas HaTorah. Like they go crazy. People would know how beautiful Torah is. You mishtagim umiratfim acharveh. Lohayu, I think the lesson is be'enav. I think kol zav shabaim beuma. Or Chaim and this, so the Hillel Pele made it into a song. It's very rare you have a song from an Or Chaim. But that's Abba the word. Is the God of the word. But Samachtu B'chol, what's B'chol HaTov? Not the Peiris. Inachtu V'Shem Lekecho V'Shtachvisu L'Fnei Shem Lekecho. So the Meshech Chochma says B'chol HaTov. Says Halevi B'chol HaTov Sherish Nosam Nacho Hashem Lekecho Ule V'Yisecho. So who's Ule V'Yisecho? Gemara says wife. B'chol HaTov Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you and your wife. He quotes a Gemara. Also, a smack. Nodra shalei lishmoya shir baal mefer havi inu nefesh. Interesting word. The halacha is when a husband is mefer his wife's nedarim, it's only nidre inu nefesh nedarim that give her the cause of aggravation, because Chazal already knew that when one's wife is aggravated. He's also aggravated. So because he nefesh, that's his netter. So therefore, he can, it takes away from him. So he can be made for net. He can say this is a toss. So the example that the smack gives, if she takes a netter not to listen to music, and that is loylish moyashir, baal mefer navi inay nefesh. So first of all, it gives you an insight into Chazal's approach. That or maybe Klal Yisrael, because it wasn't really a din, it was a minhag not to listen to music during the 3 weeks, 9 days, because it's a form of inyan nefesh. Also gives you an insight as to why Klal Yisrael were not like the Rambam, and it's not like the Ramah, to be makel, listen to music. Not having music is inyan nefesh. It says, if that's the case, says the Meshech Chochma, what's the tov is Shira. To be able to, that I thought was interesting because the Gemara learns the din of Shira by Karbonis from the Pasuk, this is the whole tour. Let's look it up again.
And I hear it says that the requirement to say Shira by
Bikur is okay, good. Also, this is Bash, right? So you see that to be able to give Shira, that's considered to be the finest situation. All right.
So why not by woman?
It's Mahavi Kol Toif of Omezu Shira.
Why is he implying that men don't enjoy Shira?
There's a, you know, there's a, it says that for women not to have shira is inui nefesh. If it means the davka only women, it could be a more ruchnistic kind of idea. Shira is a more ruchnistic kind of symbol.
It doesn't say it's only for women.
Right.
It's just as an example.
Right.
It could be inui nefesh for a man also, but there's no din of hafaras inui nefesh by a man.
Does l'chein, therefore, when it says v'samachtu b'chol atoiv, that means to have shira. Interesting, that they have a song in the home, shira in the home. That's part of the providing the happiness of one's wife. The Rambam writes in one of the obligations of the husband, shelo yia otzev, right, to bring happiness into the home. So that's consistent with this idea. Bracha, because bracha will give. So with Rashi's point out, or Rikuberman pointed out, is that if you're bringing the Bikurim, there's a din of saying Shira Lagana Bikurim. And then you say, that then the observation is, this Tov that we have Lagana Bikurim, the Shira, we have Lagana Bikurim, so that is V'samachtu M'chol HaTov, Shinasa Shalakot L'chol L'Veisecha, then it means L'cha and L'Veisecha. It's also a Shira for one's wife. The Nid for his mirrors. As Hillel Yaakov Weinberg writes, he advocates, maybe it's too strong a word. He was okay with singing Zemiris. Men and women sing Zemiris together. What was the head there? It was called Isha. He said when he came to Germany from Eastern Europe, it was Mishtaymer. He said, here the people, that he said, there's some men and women singing together. He's sitting down with the table, he's invited to eat. They thought it wasn't a problem because the woman was B'kisei Rosh. So what could be the problem? And then in the middle of the meal, they said, sing Zemiris together. He never saw many women sing Zemiris together. He didn't know how to put it together. He said, and then he understood that was why German Jewry was more successful than Eastern European Jewry keeping the kids. He said, the Shira kept the kids. The whole idea of singing that, we have N.T. Swine, B'nai Kiva. That already was discovered in Europe, that was a way of holding on to people. It latched on to a certain emotional part of the person. So which they said in Eastern Europe, they didn't have. So that's one of the ideas of being expressed. Shira is a certain tov that the Torah introduces in Bikurim, introduces in the Korbanis also. And then he has an amazing observation that only the Mishnah would have. And he says, if you look at the Parshas Bikurim, you see that it says 13 times the Shem Havaya. 13 times. Nothing Hashem. I didn't count them. It's Eino Hashem in Mitzrayim. Right? The Nitzakel Hashem. So apparently it says Yud 13 times. And 13 times of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And then he says, V'parsha de'v'yavar Hashem alpon v'yikra. So there, right after that, in Kisisa, what's the last time we learned the Beis Medrash? So it says, V'mitzvah Abikurim is introduced in Kisisa. So there's apparently a connection between the black books, between Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, and coming back to Shul and Parshas Kisisa, and the Bikurim. It doesn't really explain this, the Hemshech over here. It's interesting that when Moshe Rabbeinu got the new Luchos, that's when he got the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. So there is an idea of Haschola, the 13 Midas Rachamim were given to Klal Yisrael when we had the new bris. He says that the merumas in the Bikurim, and Bikurim are merumas in the 13. It could be that it's starting again. Every time we bring Bikurim, it's a new season. Start again. The 13 minutes in Rachman, they're given our Sinai. It was a do-over. We're starting again. It was Kapara. So that's what he's referring to. The 13 minutes in Rachman are connected with the ability of a person to start afresh. You bring a Bikurim, because Baruch Hu embeds in there the 13 minutes in Rachamim. It's one of the words, one of the Ha'oris I think in the Davar Shemari. And also says, this is a, you give Vavke 13 times. Okay, so now let's move on to the pasuk that Josh mentioned. Yan Asher Tachas Asher Yivat Hashem Lekecha Chav Ches Ram Zayin. Right, this is the Rambam writes that this is the source for the idea of avoda b'simcha. Rambam writes that simcha doing a b'simcha avoda gedayla. So where does it come from? So the Rambam says from this pasuk, achas. How did it happen that we had all of these techa? I find this one of the most frightening psukim in Amish. Achas, not because we did the terrible davis, but tachas Hashem lo yavadato as Hashem lekecha simcha ubitum levo mi roiv koil. So Rashi's pshat is that we didn't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu when we had it good. So Rashi's pshat is it's easier to understand. We didn't do mitzvahs. We did averus. We had it easy. But the Rambam shot is achas, and the Ramban doesn't say it here, but seems to put this also in a similar way. We didn't do avoid of a simcha. Mr. Chosma says, Vasibo laze, Shalay Yavadato, Umachmas Shahoyu Locho Simcha Betub Lev, May Roiv Koya. He says, Pshat is that you didn't find your happiness and your goodness in Torah. You found it some other place. Again, Rashi's pshat is we didn't serve Kadosh Baruch Hu when we had it good. Rambam pshat is we didn't serve Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. And the Meshech Chochmah says tachas l'shelo avadatos Hashem l'kecho b'simcha u'mitub leivav mei roiv koil. That why didn't we serve Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha? Because we got our simcha from other stuff. We got our simcha from May Roiv Koil, from all the stuff, from the things, from objects, from gastronomic things. The Altismach Yisrael El Gil Kamen. Our Simcha is not supposed to come to the same place as non Jewish Simcha comes from. May Rivo Yatovas Mechim, that the Umay Sa'olam, they are happy, they get their Simcha from gastronomic things. But we're supposed to live with the word bistapkus, with a minimum. And our greater simcha should come from happy hearts. So kimamorim zal izu asher asamech b'chelkai kumeisha amr le'el. And as we said at the beginning of the parsha, "Misamachtu b'chol atoyma shenosan l'cha Hashem l'kecha," is a tzorach liyos hasimcha, k'men shem nosan l'losan loy. He's now saying shot again in the earlier pasuk, "Misamachtu," and after he brought the bikurim. So the emes is, how do you know how much bikurim you're bringing? Be a couple of fruits. You end up having a fig tree had been the first fig. This is the pshat is v'samach mechol atoyv asher noslach Hashem lekecha. The simcha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. The simcha is not have this huge basket of figs. I have a huge fig orchard at home. The simcha is that whatever I have noslach Hashem lekecha. He says that should be the simcha of here as well. The simcha should come from that Kadosh Baruch Hu provided it for me. And then he writes in the next pasuk, va'avadato es oyevecha. We go back into the techecha. We're surfacing a little bit, get a breath of fresh air, right? Then bang, back in va'avadato es oyevecha. Hashem yitzalchenu. Hashem bach b'ra'am u'b'tzomu b'eirom b'choyser koil. And we'll serve our enemies and we'll have nothing. Menosan el barzel atzarecha ad hishmidoi oisach. And I'll have an iron yoke on you till you've done away with everything. So the Meshech Chochma says itochein, right? Zed as achas the simcha ubitov leivav meiroiv koil. he says, if you look at it, the pasuk is parallel. We didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha u'b'tuv leva me'roiv kail, so we end up serving our enemies u'b'chayser kail. Because Baruch Hu provided us with all that we needed, and we weren't excited about it. We end up in a situation where we are missing everything. Then das tachas b'simcha u'b'tuv leva me'roiv kail. So I think he's saying that chayser kail zedas, it means what we're really missing is insight, understanding. Kochain, k'moyd ben zayim is boinen kamo yegiyos yoga odem rishin. Ad shecharash v'katzar v'zera omar losh v'af achar kach ochal. V'ani mashkim v'moytzi kol eilem musukonim lefonai. And shemotze beged lilboish gozuz v'libei nachagol motze beged lilboish. V'kin terchonu is boinen achaz deich boi v'kvarachu. V'shtamos hasichu. Just like Ben Zayma says, the person should be grateful that we have a lot of things that are prepared for us. Omer Rishon had nothing prepared for him. And we have things prepared for us. We have things that are partially manufactured. But similarly, a person should have a similar approach to ruchniistic and intellectual accomplishment. And the shtalmus hasichli asher kamo yegiyas yoga v'chakiris v'nisyonis omal Avram Avinu. So, for example, Avram to become a monotheist had to work very, very hard. He had to derish v'chayker, right? He had to, first, he had to fight all the pagans. He had to discuss all the pagan philosophies. He had to figure out if it was a bari olam, and he'd all the nisyonis. And then his boynei lachik agilulum laskil amitas mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. He says you have to think about how hard it was for Avraham Avinu to figure out the whole philosophical base of Klal Yisrael and the distance of Avodah Zarah. And then the next Yitzchak and Yaakov Avinu tested the ideas. They worked on the ideas. We said in Mitzrayim, then we had to work on ourselves in Mitzrayim. Surrounded by pagans, once again, we were philosophically to the test until we were ready for Mekabel Tarig Mitzvahs. Ve'em kulon eros behirim mazirim as a nefesh. Asher b'chol achas mehem yuchol odom lizdabek b'tzachtuch amitis. And it says, these ideas are, each one is a fascinating idea that speaks to one's nesham. Whether it's mitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, or whether it's the yichud HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether it's the omniscience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's a concept of sarva. Every philosophical concept that they had to work hard on, these attached themselves to the neshama, and we are able to grasp them and appreciate them without all of the hard work they put into it. The veikus ayochad amiti masha yogu kulam ani moitzi kol elu misukonim lefonai. The truth is, you could say similar things in medical science, kama yoga. How hard they had to work to figure out the penicillins and the earlier vaccines, and us all munachim lefaneinu. Matzarcha odem hanilva v'yoy sameach. How a person, an inspired person, should be happy. And we come into the world because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He gave us the kari amuna. Mizeh besimcha v'tovle me'roiv koil. He says that's also pshat. He says, Yan Asher, you should have had great simcha, because this generation came in post-Matan Torah, post-Yitzias Mitzrayim. So they had all of these ideas, they had all of the needs from the flois, munachim yadam. All of the correct ideas and ideas would resonate with us. Achazei Yikori Haribu Mikol. This simcha should be able to give us comfort and take care of some of the disappointments and some of the tzaras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given us this ruchnistic necha. So again, the Meshech Chochma says, he gave us the idea that Shira is something which satisfies the neshama, and without Shira there's an inner nefesh. That's a whole mahalach in Klal Yisrael. And then he gave us this insight of the 13 minutes of Rachamim with the Bikurim. It gave us room to flesh out the idea, made the observation. And then he said, what's Pshat Tachas Asher? Rashi says that we didn't serve God wrong, we had it good. Rambam bisimcha, and the Meshech Chochma says that we didn't find our happiness in Torah. We didn't find our simcha in serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We found that we found the simcha in the same place as the others found simcha. And then he says that a Jew should be able to have a koras hatoiv, just like we have a koras hatoiv for all the scientific, technological, and advances of human beings that we are now pretty excited about. He said we should think about the philosophical advances as well. We understand that when we have a big nace. Like all the people my age who lived through the 67 war, but we always feel our kids didn't have it. You know, they didn't see the Yad Hashem. Everything else is hard. You see the Jews came out of Russia. It wasn't as clear as so every generation has, on the other hand, this generation sees, as we all speak about, Mamish Nebu is coming through. Eretz Yisrael being so that you have to have a koras hatoiv that we are seeing things that the previous eras didn't see. Then he goes a step further, and I find this very, very fascinating. He goes further and says that every generation should be makir tov for the philosophical advances of the previous generation, right? For moving further and further away from paganism. So I find it interesting because one of the things which troubles kids nowadays is they say, what are the chances? I was born into this religion, right? So what are the chances that this religion is correct if it's such a small group of people? So I happen to get born into it. So why does the fact that I happen to get born into it, why is that machayev me? His mahalach is, and I once mentioned that the older Jew, he says, what do you say to a kid who says that? He says, Rockefeller's kids don't say, what a terrible thing to get born into the Rockefeller family. He says, thank you that you got born into something. He says, Davka, if you understand as being a privilege, then okay. Then you're happy you're born into royalty. Right? The fact that you got born into it that's not the shivut. You have to value it on its own. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that just like we feel halal, a person feels now that I was born into a generation where there's a medical advance and there's a technological advance and life is easier. So he says we should think of the same things in terms of intellectual achievements.
I think if you were to see the availability of Torah in all its different forms in today's day, you'd have to have, and 100 years ago, if you didn't know how to open up a Gemara, you could learn Gemara. And now there's
dozens
of things to learn and dozens of ways to learn that didn't exist.
Yeah, it's 100% true.
The Chalal, it's never been easier to be religious, to be as observant of Torah as it is in America today. Kashrus. Even Shmir Shabbos is in many ways protected by government law. Who ever heard of such a thing?
That's part of the. You're right. All that feeds into being over Hashem b'simcha v'tov leivav to have a car for these things. Yeah. Right. To update it. can imagine the how we would be able to celebrate this.
I guess that's the point. You need das to appreciate it. That's how he starts.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
You need that. You think you're enjoying it, but you don't really enjoy a chair, a car, a house, a community, until you really understand what had to be developed
in order to get to it,
to give you all those things.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a superficial appreciation, but you won't really understand what you have.
Go back into. Okay. Any auras from the Zoom room? Okay.
I have an unrelated question. My wife said she's going to take a netter if I don't ask this question, but it's not related.
You have to take out the guitar and start singing.
Dental implants using from cadaver.
Oh, Taka asked that. I just want to check it up to be sure. If I remember correctly, the tshuvas say that since the bone has been changed so much since it was originally for the cadaver, there's no iser hanam and ames. Really changed enough. I just want to look it up before I. That's why I remember the tshuva saying that. Therefore, if the bone graft is better than the synthetic graft, there's no reason not to. Both in terms of tumas koyin, but I think in terms of hanam and ames, the same thing. Ready, mishtan enough. I'll look it up when I get home to make sure I got it.
And now I can plug in my guitar.
Bone, no. It's
bone, a cadaver. About bone. Okay, yeah, cadaver with material, whatever.
Material, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's a.
No, I'm not talking about a tooth. They use material to strengthen the jaw, and then they put the implant in.
Yeah. It's a
small
powder.
Amount, right?
Yeah, the powder they put it, and then it binds together with one's own bone.
To make a strong foundation.
Yeah. I looked up to be sure, but I just wanted to check it out before to make sure I remember correctly.
Now I can plug in my guitar. Now I can plug in my guitar.
In the piece you were saying about the Bikurim with the 13 times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you meant, I'm not sure if you mentioned it. He says, plus it says, Vayavar Hashem al panav, that's an extra one. He says, that's Keneged, Reishis Bikurei, on Moscha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. There's an extra Hashem by Bikurim that appears in Parshas Kisisa.
Right, yeah. And also in Kisisa, you see the Bikurim is lined up with the
Yigiviz Rachim. It's the extra Hashem. Just like Vayavar Hashem Alpana by the extra Hashem.
Yeah.
Shame by the Bikurim.
You don't think it's just the juxtaposition there?
I think it's the extra shame that he's focusing on.
With Parsha B'Yavash on the point of the Yikra, he's there, all the racious Bikurim. Let me base Hashem. You think so?
I think so.
We'll have to take out the. I thought it was just as.
Oh, just he's connecting to the
two juxtapositions. You see, there is a hemshech as in Kisisa also.
All right.
The problem is it's a good 20% later.
Yeah.
Then you get from the Yigal Midos to Rishis Bikurei Hashem.
Right.
The Tzav Yachar is
15-20%
later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is. That's partial.
Okay.
Okay, Skaya. Thanks for saying from Scarsdale.
Has the Rav thought what's going to do with the black books for this year yet?
I have a plan.
Okay. How many of you are socially distanced in the Beis Medrash now?
Very socially distanced.
I hear Josh. I hear Avi. Who else is there?